This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back here on a Wednesday, good morning and welcome. Our great pleasure to welcome Tanya Andrix to the program from Crossing Healthcare. Tanya, I was looking at a study out of the University of California, Davis, that was just released this morning, and they have been covering sort of the headline news and reaction to that news via social media. And what if we go back to spring of last year, a lot of anxiety, and what they're seeing right now is people are desensitized. And it's important for healthcare people to understand that you're talking to a public that has moved on and is completely desensitized.
I'm really glad that you brought that up. I think that that can help us to understand the frustration that we're all feeling right now when we as a county are facing a vaccination rate of less than 40% and knocking on our doorstep is, you know, the state of Missouri and the Delta variant, and yet we are not seeing an increase or of vaccinations or a change in behavior. And I think that this is a reminder of the current, you know, environment and the reality that, that folks are sort of saturated. They've sort of taken in all that they can take in with this pandemic, and I think it's a coping mechanism to just kind of stop because we can only handle so much. And I'm glad that you pointed that out because I think that is exactly where we should be. And I think it's why we have to take a deep breath and continue individual conversations and not try to speak to the masses because the masses are tuning us out.
Yeah, I think there's also the political angle in this, that this doesn't, you know, there's something, we were all in this together for a little while back in the spring, you know, and that's when people had anxiety-based behavior like hoarding toilet paper or whatever, you know, it might be.
Yes.
There was definitely a reaction to what was going on. I think it's a combination of having so many people die in private, you know, where people didn't get to go through or see the way we would normally do this, including family members. I think if you spent any time at all talking to an ICU nurse, you would have an accurate picture of what that has looked like for a year and a half. 83% of the new COVID infections in this country are this Delta variant. We just talked to Drew early, a little early in the program, because they've got interest in the middle of Missouri and what they're dealing with right now. What Missouri's dealing with right now, central Missouri, is what we were dealing with in October and November of last year.
You're absolutely correct, and it's and the truth of the matter is, and Drew will say this, and so will Teresa from St. Mary's, is our local hospitals and the heroes that work there, those teams, you know, don't have a lot left in their gas tank, and to ask them to do that again for a do-over is a heavy ask and a heavy lift, and I'm not sure any of us want to do that. And so we need to take it upon ourselves to make personal decisions. And the challenge with this is we have this basic need for autonomy. You know, human beings do not like to be told what to do. And in our culture, we really don't like to be told what to do. So when it feels like a mandate or it feels like we don't have choices, I think that many people naturally put up their guard or just, you know, turn away and say, no one's going to make me fill in the blank, right? And so I think that the message really has to be exactly what you've been saying. It's really not about you. It's about our community. It's about your neighbor. It's about your family. It's about that person that knows that person at your work. And when you stand and hear the story, it makes you sad. You know, those are the things that we have to remind ourselves because, and you know, it's our nature to not want to be told what we are going to do, especially when that mandate feels personal about our personal health and our own bodies. So this is a tough one.
Yeah, we got to figure out how to resensitize the general public, and that is a heavy lift for sure. But if I go to your location or I go to one of the hospitals and the protocol's in place, I think the difference is instead of getting annoyed, I know that protocol's not in place for me. That protocol is in place to protect everyone else in there.
Right, you're absolutely correct. And just this week, I have a child who's going into the sixth grade who needs a physical. Brought her in through the back door with our masks on for work, and then went and had our appointment. We had to go through the front, through the whole process, get our temperatures taken, and walk through that process to be seen. No one skips it. Not me, not my family, no one. When you walk through the front door of a healthcare facility, you get your temperature taken, you're asked to wear a mask, and you get the screening questions. Because in healthcare facilities, there are sick people. And there are other healthcare workers who are interacting with other people who are very, very sick. And so we have to be completely careful. And you know, amazing, Brian, we don't have anyone that questions that. People follow the protocol. And so I know that our community can do that. They can make those adjustments. We just need them to make more. And I think this fall we're really going to see a lot of challenges. You know, once again, the school districts are being placed in a tough spot. You know, they have freedom to make choices. They're getting a lot of feedback from parents, and there's sort of the very loud, sometimes the loud minority that I know our school administrators are hearing from. And then once again, they're getting conflicting messages. Just 2 days ago, the American Academy of Pediatrics put out their recommendation, and their recommendation is for masking 100% for ages 2 and up while in school, even if vaccinated right now, because vaccination rates in many communities are low and because so many school-aged children don't qualify for the vaccine just yet. And so the American Academy of Pediatrics recommendations are different than the CDC's. And so, again, it puts school administrators in a tough spot, and this happened last fall. So, you know, I think the fall is going to bring some challenges, and I'm hopeful that community members can be supportive of schools and school administrators and one another, and think about others besides themselves as they try to make these decisions.
Yeah, and you bring that up. It's an interesting point, because a lot of our local politicians have spent time wringing their hands about what the governor has mandated. The governor hasn't mandated anything. The IDPH has issued guidelines and suggestions for schools, but these individual school districts and their board of education, their elected officials, are the ones that are going to be making these decisions.
You're absolutely correct. Now, where there's 100% consensus from both CDC, educators, and the American Academy of Pediatrics is children need to be in-person learning as often as possible and should go back to school in the fall. And the American Academy of Pediatrics also made a very strong statement about mental health, stating that schools should be very prepared to deal with the social and emotional aspects and the mental health issues that they are going to face as students return to school, many of whom haven't been in school full-time for well over a year and have had, you know, some adverse mental health issues as a result of that. And so, you know, everyone agrees that children need to be back in school. Kids need to be in school. We learned from that how important socialization is for kids and their health. Where there's disagreement, again, is on the mask and the wearing of the masks in the schools. And so I think we're going to be in for an interesting fall as that discussion gets played out in all the individual districts in our community.
Tanya, we appreciate it. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you next week. Tanya Andrews, going to be an interesting one. But they have that decision-making capability.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.